Blog Talk Radio.
Here's a think tank that's come out and saying this.
cost would arise from illegal immigrants tapping into the government's vast network of benefits and services, much of which are currently unavailable to them. This includes everything from standard benefits like Social Security and Medicare to dozens of welfare programs ranging from housing assistance to food stamps. The report was obtained in advance by Fox News. No matter how you slice it, amnesty will add a tremendous amount of pressure on America's already strained public purse. Robert Rector, the Heritage Scholar who prepared the report. The study is already coming under criticism from some groups and economists who challenge its assumptions, claiming the legalization would help fuel economic growth. Oh my God. Economic Foundation President Jim DeMint, though, defended the study ahead of its release Monday morning. There's no way you can look at this and say that it's good for the American taxpayer, he told Fox News. The numbers would raise additional concerns for Republicans as the Senate committee prepares to consider the litigation or the legislation later this week. A comprehensive study, aside from looking at benefits, also factored in the cost of public education and other services like highways and police. The government is already providing some of those services to illegal immigrants, so the $6.3 trillion figure would not represent all new costs. But most of the cost would be new spending, according to Heritage, as illegal immigrants gain access to additional government programs. And the study acknowledges that for a 10-year period, illegal immigrants seeking a reprieve would be barred from these benefits. After that window, though, Heritage forecasts the cost skyrocketing. On an annual basis, the report estimates the cost will be $106 billion after the interim phase is over. In the course of their lifetime, the report estimates that illegal immigrant households would receive an average of $592,000 in government benefits. A $6.3 trillion figure is based on what illegal immigrants would cost the government over the course of their lifetime. If factors in the expected $3.1 trillion in taxes they'd pay to the government. Supporters of immigration legislation have been skeptical of efforts to assign a cost to the immigration bill. Proponents argue that the value of bringing millions of illegal immigrants out of the shadows and presumably into the taxpaying workforce is immeasurable. Stephen Moore, an economist and Wall Street Journal writer, said many economists challenge the notion that immigrants are a net cost to the country. He told Fox News, despite the Heritage findings, there are other studies showing the legalization will be an economic boom that would grow the economy, in turn alleviating the country's deficit problem. Moore said it's important to look at both sides of the equation, factoring in that while immigrants can use benefits, they also will become more productive. He noted many immigrants are entrepreneurial, starting businesses and growing the economy. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, a key co-author of the legislation, has also stressed that illegal immigrants applying for legal status would not have access to federal benefits while they are applying. And after obtaining a green card, they would still be ineligible for many federal benefits for 5 years. Well, the legislation also might not legalize all 11 million illegal immigrants. Some could be disqualified if they have a felony record or other problems in their background. Heritage claims its estimate is on the conservative end, and those who claim that amnesty will not create a large fiscal burden are simply in a state of denial concerning the underlying redistributional nature of government policy in the 21st century. So, and there's the report is available.
Well, that's their opinion. I see those people coming out of the shadow, no longer having to get paid less than minimum wage in cash, thereby driving up so that Americans are paid better wages. That's what I see happening. And I don't like having a huge underground economy like that in this country. It's not good for everybody. It's only good for the 1% who don't have to pay anybody a fair wage.
Okay. Well, I agree with you on that ground, but I don't agree with you that having 11 million, and that's a very conservative amount of people, because before it was 20 million.
I would be very leery of anything that the Heritage Foundation comes out with.
Yeah, well, me too. But I'm also very wary of anything that progressive groups come out with nowadays, either. So, you know, I haven't believed in a progressive cause for many years now because of that.
I'm just telling you what I believe and why.
No, I hear you.
All that does is help the 1% keep wages and benefits depressed for everybody.
Maybe. But I don't believe that. I just believe you get more people on the workforce, more reason for more people to be competing for the same jobs, and you know, it's just and there's not enough jobs in this country right now, and it's just going to depress the marketplace.
I don't.
You know, I think it already has, and it's going to be worse. So,
well, we'll see who's right.
Know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, whatever. The only reason the Republicans are trying to create this bill is so because they're worried that the Latinos are going to take over. But they already have. The Latinos and minorities, are, you know, by the next election will be the majority in this country instead of the white, you know, normal white people.
Well, that prediction was for the year 2000, actually. And
Well, the only difference there is they didn't legalize those guys. If they had legalized them, then it would have happened. But you know, now, according to the latest data, a lot of the illegals are going back to Mexico.
That's right. As many leave as come in.
Yeah. So it's a wash, but that's not true. It'd like to see a deficit. You'd like to see more go out than come in. So anyway. Oh, Monsanto is in the news again, but Monsanto study links Monsanto Roundup to autism, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's.
Oh God! What good news is that, huh?
The killing machine. Huh? Yeah. So we're up on this stuff, but we're the only country, one of the only countries that
allow
Monsanto with that in the country. Most of Europe has banned them and their products. And I think they've been banned. I think they've been banned in India now too. And I don't think China even deals with them at all. But a study links Monsanto to autism and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
A new review of hundreds of scientific studies surrounding glyphosate, the major component of Monsanto's Roundup herbicide, sheds light on its effects within the human body. The paper describes how all of these effects could work together with other variables, trigger health problems in humans, including debilitating diseases like gastrointestinal disorders, diabetes, heart disease, obesity, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's disease. Glyphosate impairs the cytochrome P450 gene pathway, which creates enzymes that help to form and also break down molecules and cells. There are a myriad important CYP enzymes, including aromatase, the enzyme that converts androgens into estrogen, and the 21-hydroxylase, which creates cortisol, the stress hormone, and aldosterone, which regulates blood pressure. One function of these CYP enzymes is also to detoxify xenobiotics, which are foreign chemicals like drugs, carcinogens, or pesticides. Glyphosate inhibits these CYP enzymes, which has rippling effects throughout our body. Because the CYP pathway is essential for more normal functioning of various systems in our bodies, any small change in its expression can lead to disruptions. For example, humans exposed to glyphosate have decreased levels of amino acid tryptophan, which is necessary for active signaling of the neurotransmitter serotonin. Suppressed serotonin levels have been associated with weight gain, depression, and Alzheimer's disease. This paper does not claim to yield new scientific discoveries. Instead, it looks at older studies in a new light. Critics will say the links between glyphosate and health problems made in this paper are purely correlational, but this work is important because it brings all of the possible health effects of glyphosate together and discusses what could happen. Something the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the Food and Drug Administration have failed to do. lots of pollen out here in New England.
Okay.
Right now.
Just as Monsanto attempted to discredit scientist Gilles Eric Cerulini's study on rats fed genetically engineered corn, the company called this peer review reviewed journal article another bogus study due to its bad science. In a classic pot calling the kettle black scenario, what Monsanto doesn't mention is that the majority of research showing glyphosate's safety has been done by Monsanto itself, which could be called bad science as well due to its limited and biased nature.
Okay, a fox in the hen house.
Yeah, really. The authors of the new review call for more independent research to validate their findings, stating that glyphosate is likely to be pervasive in our food supply. And contrary to being essentially non-toxic, it may in fact be the most biologically disruptive chemical in our environment. If the body of independent research on genetically engineered food and herbicides used with them shows one thing, it is that there are unanswered questions begging for unbiased research. And while these questions remain unanswered, Americans have the right to know how their food was produced.
I would think so.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's pretty sad. Yeah. So, anyway. excuse me. I'm sorry. That's bizarre. Texas House approves 12 firearms bills to put more guns in classrooms and defy federal law.
Well, how many more guns? Who's going to hold the guns?
I know.
I mean, the teacher's going to have 12 guns? Or are they now going to arm the students?
Well, probably that, too. We'll read that in a second. Here's another one that we'll read, too. The new study proves that BT toxins and GMOs are toxic to mammalian blood. And according to a new study, the cry toxins that Monsanto GMO crops have been genetically modified to produce are a lot more toxic to mammals than previously thought, primarily to the blood. We are in such trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and you know who's the head of the FDA right now?
Probably a former Monsanto president.
Yeah, former Monsanto lobbyist.
That's right.
Okay. He is now the head of the FDA. But Obama,
he appoints
the worst of the worst. He's got the worst cabinet, worse than Bush, if that's even possible.
I know.
To have a worse than Bush cabinet.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really a sick.
How about Texas House of
Representatives? I'm so
12,
sick of that.
12 firearm bills.
Yeah, I was just gonna see what this is, and then we'll go to that. Okay. I wanted to see what the I wanted to read what this excuse me. Okay. Dr. Mazzomo and his team from the Department of Genetics and Morphology at the Institute of Biology Sciences, University of Brasilia recently performed and published a study done involving testing Bacillus
thuringiensis
toxin,
BT toxin,
on Swiss albino mice. This toxin is the same one built into Monsanto's GMO BT crops, such as corn and soy, as a pesticide. But while BT toxin has been used quite safely in the conventional and organic farming as an occasional spray, I mean, I'm surprised this is being used in conventional and organic farming.
Yeah.
As an occasional spray used when dealing with a pest problem. Now it has been engineered to be produced by and present throughout the inside of every cell and intercellular space of the plants themselves, which is why they chose to undertake the study.
It also should be noted that as a bacteria, use lateral transference of genetic material, making it a possibility for this genetic material to become part of the human body's bacterial bouquet that we depend on for our health. Our bodies contain more bacteria cells than human ones by number. Let's see. Advances in genetic engineering, promise the expression of multiple crytoxins in BT plants known as gene pyramiding. Therefore, studies on non-target species are requirements of the international protocol to verify the adverse effects of these toxins, ensuring human environmental biosafety. Due to its growing use in agricultural activities, BT presence has already been detected in different environmental compartments, such as soil and water. Consequently, the bioavailability of cry proteins has increased, and for biosafety reasons, their adverse effects might be studied, mainly for non-target organisms. Studies are therefore needed to evaluate BT toxicity to non-target organisms. The persistence of BT toxin and its stability in aquatic environments and the risk to humans and animals exposed to potentially toxic levels of BT through their diet. Thus, we aim to evaluate in Swiss albino mice the hemotoxicity and genotoxicity of four BT spore crystals.
Yeah, that's a little complicated. Because basically, it affects the mammal, the mammal's blood, which is ours.
Yes,
we're mammals.
They're also going to study what it does to other organisms that are not targeted. That's what they're talking
about. You need these studies. You got to have these studies.
Well, don't you think some of them would have been done before they approved it?
No. Well, they were. They were done by Monsanto.
Yeah, not very many either.
No, of course not.
On Saturday, as Texas...
This one is about human rights,
firearm bills.
On Saturday,
as Texas hosted the National Rifle Association's annual convention, the Texas House passed 12 gun bills to make it even easier to obtain and possess firearms in the state. The onslaught of legislation contains provisions to allow college students to carry handguns in the classroom and to block any theoretical federal bans on assault weapons or high-capacity ammunition. The 12 bills, a veritable goodie bag for gun rights advocates, passed easily in the Republican-dominated House.
I wanted just to say, I can understand because the major killing was down there in that Texas A&M. That massive killing there, he killed like 30 or 40 kids there at Texas, a couple of years back. And it was at Texas A&M, or it might have been...
The Texas lawmakers introduced about twice as many gun bills this session as last year, generally in response to the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. The state's already forgiving gun laws will be even more permissive, even if a handful of these bills become law. No federal gun laws apply to this state. In a blatantly unconstitutional move, the House approved Representative Stephen Toft, he's a Republican, proposals to exempt the state from any future federal laws to ban or restrict assault weapons or magazines. Federal law enforcement officers would be punished with up to 5 years in prison and a $50,000 fine if they try to enforce these bans. Guns in classrooms. Even after the recent shooting at Lone Star College and near Texas A&M University, one of the newly passed bills now opens college classrooms to concealed weapons. Schools will be allowed to opt out if they choose. Separately, the Texas Senate approved a measure allowing students to keep their guns in their cars on campus. Armed marshals in school. Public elementary, middle, and high schools would select employees with concealed weapons permits to receive firearms training. These marshals would be granted access to guns in an emergency situation. Relaxed requirements to obtain concealed carry permits. The House reduced the number of training hours to get a concealed weapon permit by half, allow individuals to renew permits online. Another bill passed would lower the handgun license fee for police, veterans, National and State Guard, Justice Department employees. The lost fees will cost the state up to $2 million.
But still fascinating that this is happening.
Yeah.
And, I think it's a state rights issue again. I think that's what it should stay as. You're not going to change. I mean, not every state has a death penalty, but Texas is going to keep it, right?
I guess so.
And I think Connecticut should have kept it.
I disagree. I don't like the death penalty.
You know, you and I are so opposed to so many different things. But it's one of these things where I don't know. Anyway. Get your guns, babe. Get a gun. And we got...
I'm not against people having guns. I don't want them, but I think other people should be allowed to have them if they want them.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure I feel about somebody carrying a gun to a college classroom, though.
You would feel differently about that if you were a former A&M, Texas A&M, where one guy came in and shot 33 kids. Or they, one of the biggest issues that they have is these no-gun zones. All these no guns, zero tolerance, boo, boo, boo. Those are the perfect places for a guy to go in and shoot someone up because there's no defense, It's totally,
no opposition.
Yeah, totally bizarre. I believe that. I think the NRA guy wasn't far off, The only thing you got to have. The only thing to protect people is bigger guns.
But I don't want police in every school. I think that's
ridiculous.
I don't
like that idea either, but,
I don't want to live in an armed camp.
I think it's better than having some teacher or two or three nutball teachers running around, getting a gun.
Sorry, Leo, I think it's creating a lot of fear, unnecessary fear.
I don't know. This fear is not unwarranted.
It is.
If you
took that on an average of what you are likely to be killed by, you're more likely to be run over by a car or win the lottery than get shot up in a school invasion.
I wonder about
that. But anyway,
I think your odds are almost equal now.
I don't think so.
Well, your odds of getting killed by texting are probably about equal to getting killed by a gun. Guns are still killing a lot of people. But it's mostly for self-defense, I guess. Amanda Bynes.
Well, that's a stupid article.
Did you think that was kind of... I don't know. I kind of appreciate this MK Ultra stuff. But anyway. Lila doesn't think so. Hang on a second. Syrian government statement in response to Israel.
I'd like to hear what
because to me, this Israel bombing was such a joke. It was such a farce.
They just want their land.
Yeah, it's just another land grab.
It is a land grab.
Sure is.
They probably have natural resources that Israel wants.
They do, which
are Israel has no natural resources.
They do, and I'll read this article.
That's what it's about.
About the Rothschilds grabbing it.
كما تعلمون عقدت الحكومة اجتماعا طارئ.
I guess it's going to be in Syrian. As you know, the government has conducted an urgent meeting, and it has issued a statement that will now read.
That we will now read to you.
And they're going to read it in Syrian. So I'm going to read this.
Well, maybe there's a translator, Leo.
Well, I'm trying to get it.
Just let it go.
ثم نجيب على أسئلتكم إذا كان هناك أسئلة. بيان.
There's
no English.
But just a minute. Hang on a second. Let me just mute this and I'll translate for you. All right, here we go. The statement of the Syrian Arab Republic regarding the Israeli aggression on the dawn of Sunday, 5/5/2013. Guy is saying, something here.
The Israeli enemy is committed on the dawn of Sunday, 5/5/2013, a blatant attack against the Syrian Arab Republic.
Okay. And while using missiles to target military facilities, a flagrant violation of all rules of international law.
And completely obliterating any related commitments.
Any peace agreements they had before.
The government of the Syrian Arab Republic confirms that this aggression opens the doorway open to all possibilities.
Opens the door wide open to all possibilities.
Yeah. Of retaliation.
And especially that it reveals, and what leaves no room for doubt, the extent of the close ties between the forces of war upon Syria. And especially, just read that.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's still talking.
With its terrorist Takfiri and Zionist tools. The government of the Syrian Arab Republic has confirmed since a long time ago about this linkage in objective tools and means.
Connecting the Takfiri mentality, Zionism, the terror gangs, and Jabhat al-Nusra, or the Nusra Front, which is all Al-Qaeda's arms in Syria.
And if the Syrian government has presented a lot of evidence and facts to which this aggression can be added, which came at a time during which our brave forces, supported by our people, were able to achieve major accomplishments in combating terrorism.
And terrorists coming from various countries around the world and who are funded by the entities of Arab humiliation and servility.
Israel has proven through this aggression that it is linked to these terrorist Takfiri groups.
Takfiri. And the international community has to realize that complications occurring in the region after this aggression have become more dangerous. And
all countries supporting Israel have to clearly understand that our people in government won't accept servility.
And that Israel and its agents in the region cannot act alone and mess with the regional security and the people's future. And that Israel and its agents...
The government of the Syrian Arab Republic stressed the importance of its army continuing its achievements in controlling Israeli's tools.
Confronting Israeli's tools. Internationally, or internally, and it will always have... It always has the right, but also the duty to protect the nation, the government, and the people.
From any internal, external aggression by all available ways, means, and capabilities.
Long live Syria, glory to our armed forces, and mercy for our martyrs. Statement is over.
That was a little awkward, the reading of that. It was a translation.
It's even more awkward if you try to listen to it. They didn't have a real translator there. But anyway, I agree with this guy. I don't think we had any right going in there. You know what I mean? And it turns out they used depleted uranium to go in there and blow them up. You know? So this continues to be insane, you know?
And tens of thousands in Paris are demonstrating against austerity. And England's going to try to separate itself from the EU, I think.
I think everybody should break the EU.
Yeah.
That's done nothing but destroy that Europe.
Bloodless coup. So the Germans...
destroyed Europe, yeah, the Nazis took over.
That's right.
They
just had a bloodless revolution. Yeah, they just strangleholded everybody. They thought they were going to get so much through that.
Yeah.
European Union, deciding to make every country fail.
Yeah.
Built-in obsolescence, planned obsolescence for each country.
Yeah. Let's
I'm so mad at Ireland I could scream. Years of fighting and planning, and with a stroke of a pen they were conquered.
You know, the irony of what I'm going to read the irony is so amazing that you get more truth today from Russian television and the Russian press
in the West than you do from the Western media.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really, I mean, I never thought you would see that, right? But here, the Russian, what is it, Russian something or other, what's the Russian voice?
Voice of Russia,
yeah.
Radio.
Says, tens of thousands demonstrate in Paris against austerity. And tens of thousands of supporters of France's communist-backed anti-capitalist left front marched in Paris on Sunday to denounce austerity and demand an end to the country's monarchical style of government. Chanting resistance, resistance, the demonstrators thronged Palace de la Bastille for a citizens' march aimed at pressuring President François Hollande,
a pragmatic socialist,
to adopt a more traditionally leftist course. While the trial period is over and the balance is short, the left front firebrand leader, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, told the crowd on the eve of the first anniversary of Hollande's election, imposing austerity on the people of Europe, even though governments know the debt will never be repaid, was useless, cruel, and sadistic, he said. Mélenchon's left party, which leads the left front today with the Communist Party, claimed the 180,000 people had marched and had attended the march. The people estimated the figure at 30,000.
The police?
Yeah. Mélenchon, who placed fourth in the first round of last year's presidential election, backed Holland for president against incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy in the runoff vote, but has since become one of Hollande's fiercest critics. He is one of the causes of the crisis, like Mrs. Merkel and other European leaders who have chosen austerity. Mélenchon, who quit the Socialist Party in 2008, accused Hollande in an interview Sunday in Le Parisien Daily. A maverick politician who attracted huge crowds at his revolutionary-themed election rallies in 2012, is in competition with far-right leader Marine Le Pen for voters turned out by mainstream politics. In April, he seized on a scandal involving Hollande's former budget minister, Jerome Cahuzac, and Swiss bank account to call for a clean sweep of the political class. And this goes on a little ways more,
but
essentially...
But there's an interesting piece there.
Yeah.
There was a vote that gave the parliament, they've taken away their power and given it to the executive branch, just like in this country. The parliament has hardly any power in France now. It all goes to the executive.
In April, he seized on a scandal, a number of demonstrators, blah, 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 blah. Many accused Hollande of steered. And demonstrators Sunday marched, waved brooms strung with signs calling for a sixth republic to replace the 55-year-old Fifth Republic.
That shifted
powers from Parliament to the President.
It was like a dictatorship.
Yeah. Many accused Hollande to steer, who steers a pragmatic center-left course of selling out on socialist values. It says, everything we're doing is for German pensioners. Yves Duchat, a middle-aged civil servant from Bordeaux, said, referring to France's attempt to shrink its debt and deficit by freezing spending and hiking taxes. Instead of buying two shirts a year, now I buy one, he said. That's not how we're going to get out of this crisis. And Hollande said, is being criticized for all sides as he marks 1 year in power against the backdrop of spiraling unemployment and plummeting poll ratings. Sarkozy's Union for a Popular Movement Party has drawn on Hollande's record in a campaign to recruit new members that was launched Sunday. And the campaign poster shows a bedraggled Hollande dripping with rain on the way of his inauguration and is stamped with a single word slogan, failure. French politics are fun. Women set on fire for resisting rape. World's hottest business.
News from around the world. Russian displays, aircraft. Angel.
This is from Russian radio.
This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Angel caught on something.
It's kind of, the rest of it's kind of like crazy thing. I just thought that was an interesting article. Seldom get that kind of news. Let's see, I'm trying to
get away.
Yeah. Here we go. I wanted to read this too, because comparison of GMO and non-GMO corn. The real statistic will astound you.
We could probably jump down to that.
What's that?
If there's some statistics we can read.
Yeah, Natural News is reading.
That's a great site, folks, Natural News. Lots of really good information. I think if you're interested, you should follow up and go to that.
Naturalnews.com.
Yeah, lots and lots of good stuff on that site. And when you read it, it just makes a lot of sense. You think, oh, okay.
This next article I want to read. The European Commission is to criminalize nearly all seeds and plants not registered when they come out.
So if you're a local farmer or
you can't use your own.
Just use your backyard farming, you'd be breaking law, they can arrest you.
Yeah, that's all part of this Monsanto globalism crap. I don't know how they get away with it. But anyway, as Monsanto parades their genetically modified seed throwing it out like candy into the fields, future generations are being subjected to nutritionally void, disease-causing food as the government protects the GMO industry with its recent signing of the Monsanto Protection Act. The Republic's health interests are being discarded. Yeah, I don't know. We read about this last show before. How the Monsanto Protection Act in the United States.
You can't sue them for all the damage they caused.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely sick. And there's very, very little opposition to that.
Yeah, the GMO corn is nutritionally void. The nutrition statistics for GMO corn are bone chilling. And so we should read that right here. Just jump right down there.
I just wanted to say there is some resistance to this. It was published on a website from Moms Across America March to Label GMOs. They call it the Corn Comparison Report. It was recently released by Profit Pro and published on the website Moms Across America March Labels GMO. A group dedicated to raising awareness. She was arrested too. One of the leaders of that was arrested at the White House. Trying to protest the signs.
Michelle Obama was supposed to be eat organic, and she is, growing stuff at the White House. She supports all of this crap.
This guy, she's such a
phony.
She's a phony.
She's only interested to sidling up to some Hollywood globalist type.
Yeah, doing push-ups on their red carpet. The Corn Comparison Report detailed the nutritional deficiencies of GMO corn compared to regular organic corn. And the report reveals the stunning levels of glyphosate in GMO corn and the amount of vital nutrients that have been drawn out. Okay. And I was just going to read that, but GMO corn nutritionally void. The nutrition statistics for GMO corn are bone-chilling. Here is what the report indicates. Organic corn has 14 ppm of magnesium, parts per million. GMO corn has only 2 parts per million of magnesium. Real corn has 7 times more manganese.
Real corn has 437 times more calcium, and real corn has 56 times more magnesium. So
GMO is stripped down to 14 parts per million. Whereas organic corn has 6,130 parts per million of calcium. It's just amazing.
Uh-huh.
Real corn is 437 times more calcium. Organic corn is 113 parts per million of manganese, of magnesium. And GMO corn is vacant.
Just to know that real corn has what it takes. GMO corn contains alarming Live phosphate levels, we talked about that.
But there's no nutrition at all?
No.
Genetics,
well, there's very little nutrition in corn anyway, but
no,
what it did have...
No, tremendous amount. Look at it.
It doesn't have a lot of good stuff, and it gets cooked out after you cook it.
That's not true. When you get, you got 6,100 parts per million of calcium, and GMO is stripped down to 14 parts per million? I mean, even if they burn up 6,000, there's still more parts per million in organic corn than there are...
Leo. Corn isn't of the most nutritious of foods.
That is not true.
Okay, Leo.
Corn feeds three-quarters of the world.
I realize
the rest
that.
Is rice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very nutritious food, Lila. Maize was a very nutritious. It is, as long as it's not GMO. And now it's killing everybody. GMO corn contains alarming levels of this geophosphate, equivalent of 130 times more toxicity than EPA water standards.
We just read about that.
Oh, yeah, we didn't read that. GMO corn takes the statistic up yet another notch. GMO corn contains 13 parts per million of geophosphate, for the equivalent of 130 times more toxicity than EPA water standards. Jeez. Right. I mean, this is eating a thing of corn can kill you. God, formaldehyde level of GMO corn is unspeakable.
But they want to keep corn, sir.
Yeah. In a similar study on GMO corn, Dr. Huber found out that animals avoid GMO corn at all costs.
Yeah.
When given a choice between GMO and non-GMO varieties of corn, animals always go to the real organic corn.
What about GMO and nothing? I wonder if they just take nothing.
They'd rather take nothing, probably. Huber also found out that 0.97 parts per million of formaldehyde is toxic to animals. And the GMO corn he tried to give animals contains 200 times that amount. That's why they wouldn't take it, because it'll kill them. That begs the question. Why is something this toxic fed to humans? Why would humans touch this stuff in the first place? Are people devolving? Have their instincts been shut down? Is their intuition numb? Are they distracted by pretty labels and promises of safety? March against GMOs. Genetically modified organisms are an open invitation to disease, cancer, and infertility. What a person consumes is what they become. Eating nutrient-void formaldehyde-laden GMO corn is beckoning a disease-ridden population. There is enough evidence out now that explains the horror of genetically modified food, and any corporation that feeds this genetically modified system to the people should be tried for crimes against humanity.
Sadly, Monsanto and other biotech giants may have just been pardoned from their crimes against humanity. Their recent lobbying with the federal government, Monsanto was able to protect their GMO industry and get Congress and President Obama to pass a provision that exempts them from the GMO liability. This law was signed into motion on March 26 and allows biotech companies like Monsanto to bypass federal approval tests and plant their GMO crops despite well-known health risks. This provision frees biotech companies from their liability to the people and from judicial accountability. This leaves justice, freedom, and the future of health in the people's hands. A worldwide march against Monsanto is scheduled May 25th, 10/13. And let's go to that. Occupy Monsanto.
Yep.
And
it's our website, occupymonsanto.com.
/march-Monsanto.
Just go to OccupyMonsanto.com. Sure. Yeah, OccupyMonsanto.com.
Okay.
So let's see.
We'll tell you what this is. March Against Monsanto. I don't know where it's being held. Probably in Washington.
It's worldwide.
Yeah.
March Against Monsanto. Everywhere. You can have it here. You can have it anywhere. Whether you like it or not, chances are Monsanto contaminated food you ate today with chemicals and unlabeled GMOs. Monsanto controls much of the world's food supply at the expense of food democracy worldwide. This site is dedicated to empowering citizens of the world to take action against Monsanto and its enablers like the FDA, USDA, EPA, GMA, BIO, and the processed food companies that use Monsanto's products. We urge you to help organize and attend the closest march against Monsanto taking place on Saturday, May 25th. I'd like to go to one of these. March against Monsanto everywhere.
May 25th.
State capitals, your local town hall,
etc.
So there's not, I mean, I don't know exactly where they are or if they're actually even organized, but some, sure, some are. What are solutions we advocate?
Voting with your dollar by buying organic and boycotting Monsanto and companies that use GMOs in their products. Labeling of GMOs so that consumers can make those informed decisions easier. Repealing relevant provisions of the U.S.'s Monsanto Protection Act. Calling for further scientific research on the health effects of GMOs. Holding Monsanto executives and Monsanto supporting politicians accountable through direct communication, grassroots journalism, and social media.
Continuing to inform the public about Monsanto's secrets and taking to the streets to show the world of Monsanto that we won't take these injustices quietly. We will not stand for cronyism. We will not stand for poison. That's why we march against Monsanto. Join us.
Okay.
In Australia,
there's all kinds of, in Belgium, let's see what it says in the U.S. It says where they're having it. Canada's having a ton. Denmark, Ecuador, England, France, Germany, Holland, Ireland, Mexico, Norway. It's alphabetical.
Even in Israel.
Yeah.
Oh, even Tel Aviv. Israel's in the gift. Mexico.
Jalisco.
Nelson in New Zealand.
We want to see where it is in the U.S.,
yeah,
United States.
Oh, here we go. Good
point. Arizona, Arkansas.
Let's see. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona. Arkansas,
let's
California.
Let's see if there's anything in New England.
Looking. Colorado.
Connecticut.
Here we go.
Hartford.
Right, state capital. Let's see.
Florida, maybe Massachusetts.
Florida. Florida. Georgia. Hawaii. Illinois. Kentucky.
Maine.
Kentucky.
Brownville,
yeah,
Maine.
Brownville, Maine. I don't know where that is.
Massachusetts.
You know
Pittsfield. And Springfield.
Portland, Maine.
Boston, Chicopee.
Annapolis, Maryland.
That's it.
Boston, Mass. Chicopee, Mass. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Pittsfield, Mass. Flint, Michigan. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Let's just say where it is in New York, because that's
near. I'm kind of looking for New York.
It's coming. Albany.
Albany, New York. Alfred, New York. Surprised I'm not in New York City. Yeah, there's Hudson Falls, Ithaca, New Paltz,
New York,
and New York City.
Rochester,
Waverly, Asheville, North Carolina, Charlotte, all kinds of places.
Every state is so
involved.
Where can people go to get this information, Leo?
Yeah, you can go to March Against Monsanto.
OccupyMonsanto.com. Let's see if there's some audio here.
Anonymous here. Oh, it starts at 2 p.m. everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Greetings, citizens of the world. This is Anonymous. On May 25th, 2013, the global protest, March Against Monsanto, will take place. The chemical giant has monopolized and jeopardized the food supply of the entire planet with its genetically modified crops. This cannot and will not be tolerated. We as consumers of the poison they peddle bear the side effects of these products. Without GMO labeling on foods we purchase, all of us may be ingesting the toxins on a daily basis, completely unaware. With autism affecting one in every 88 children, it makes you wonder if the cause could be genetically modified foods. Monsanto, the creator of GMO seeds, Roundup Ready, pest-resistant plants, stacked trait plants like cotton, have created so-called super crops that are killing the people that purchase them. One product invented by Monsanto, known as Terminator Seeds, produce sterile seeds that cannot be replanted, thus forcing farmers who have entered into a contract with Monsanto to have to repurchase seeds from Monsanto for the next growing season. If that is not enough to convince you to boycott Monsanto, then know this. Many employees that work for Monsanto now work for the FDA and vice versa. For example, Linda J. Fisher was an assistant administrator at the United States Environmental Protection Agency before she was a vice president at Monsanto from 1995 to 2000. In 2001, Fisher became the deputy administrator of the EPA. United States Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas worked as an attorney for Monsanto in the 70s. Michael R. Taylor was an assistant to the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner before working as an attorney for King and Spalding, a private sector law firm that represented Monsanto among other clients. He later served as Deputy Commissioner for Policy to the FDA on Food Safety between 91 and 94, at which time the FDA approved RBST, also known as RBGH, which when injected into dairy cows, increases milk production by 11 to 16%. This is not ethical, and the products they produce are not healthy. But thanks to the recent passage of the Monsanto Protection Act, they will continue to get away with these crimes unhindered. The time is now. Stand up with us. Join us in our march against Monsanto. Let the voice of the people be heard. May 25th, 2013 will be that day. Members of Occupy and Anonymous will come together and stand in unity against a common enemy. Remember the 25th. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Well, I wish that were true. So May 25th, 2 p.m. and down near you. But I got a whole bunch of videos on this thing about it.
We just have a couple of
them. They talk about how to organize your own march.
Why we march, protect our food supply, support local farmers, spread awareness about the harmful effects of genetically modified foods, promote organic solutions, expose the cronyism between big business and the government, bring accountability to those responsible for the corruption. Join us May 25th, 2013. It says 11 a.m. everywhere.
That's another one. It's 11 a.m. on this one and 2 p.m. on another one. So,
I guess you can print out those things for your march.
Yeah, whatever, you know, whatever time you want, you know. So, but nationwide, it starts, I guess, at 2 p.m. Worldwide. 2 p.m. every week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that's about it. But we're, you know, please go to this site and learn more. The site is March Against, let's see, OccupyMonsanto.com. All right, OccupyMonsanto.com and March Against Monsanto. You can go to March Against Monsanto and you will see it. Okay? So, anyway.
Are you going to sign up for the Occupy?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's sign up for Occupy Monsanto email updates.
So, we'll find out what's happening with this movement. I think it's a great idea.
Eat into label GMO. I so agree with this. Let's see.
This is a call to action for a non-hierarchical occupation of Monsanto everywhere.
If anybody wants to contact me or Lila, just go to LASteelTV at yahoo.com. That's my my email. So I just signed up for Occupy Monsanto here. Right? So I wish everybody do this. Right, Lana?
Yeah, I hope you do.
And I hope we all
You have a voice, you use it, you have a couple of pairs of feet, walk.
And do it.
Or one pair of feet.
Just do it.
Not a couple of pairs.
You can
get your friends and neighbors to walk with you. It affects us all. We really need to get rid of GMOs.
Okay, yeah. And you can go to momsacrossamerica.com, too, is another source for this information. So please go to it. Go to it. Join the groups. Join the march. Let's get rid of these damn poisons. And you can also go pick this up at naturalnews.com. Okay?
And don't forget to join us tomorrow night for some union news.
We got Larry on tomorrow.
And Larry Dorman, Public Affairs Coordinator for AFSCME Council 4, is coming on to talk with us. So we look forward to hearing him and listening to him.
Yeah.
So until tomorrow,
yeah.
Stay healthy.
Okay.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.